From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
721, 29 degrees. Principal Cassie Smith is in studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well this morning.
You're alive and well and up and kicking. And you said you've got the kids out and you're on your way to work. And
yep. Let's do this day.
I had to stop by here.
I did.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
It's fun to see your smiling face. You're always very pleasant to visit with. You're upbeat, positive. Love it. That's what we need here. I know there's a lot of stuff that's going on. We kind of roll into the next season at each of the schools. This time of year, there's a big event that's hosted here in Humboldt, and that's called Meals for the Heartland. Can you tell us about the program? And you're here to talk about it today.
I am a little bit. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's just so much going on in the spring in general when it comes to school. Getting ready for next year's school already, scheduling, those type of things. We got state testing coming up the end of March. But we do have a fun event coming up this week that our kids get to participate in. And it's something we've been fundraising for all year. The kids do a great job of participating in different events that we have throughout the year. They'll pay $1 to wear fun hats on different dress-up days. We have our fall and our spring dance at the middle school and our fun night, and some of those proceeds go to help Meals from the Heartland. So in all, our kids have raised just under $5,000 this year, which is like a new record, I think, that they've raised. So I'm super proud of them and their efforts. And the awesome thing is, and I try to tell the kids this too, is they match what we make and what we present to them. So we're doubling our efforts when our kids raise this much money and help package at the event. So that's an awesome feature that Meals from the Heartland provides. So we're you know, able to provide $10,000 worth of meals to those in need, which is super awesome. So this weekend is when it happens here in Humboldt. So on Friday, our kids are going to take turns kind of rotating. They'll spend just under an hour over at Our Savior's Lutheran Church packaging meals. So they kind of put themselves in little teams. We have not really competitions, but just a fun atmosphere over there where the kids, they kind of have competitions between each grade level, right? Like which group can package the most meals. Eighth graders typically have an advantage, right? They've been doing it for 4 years. They're really good at the process. But we also emphasize like making sure that we keep the product like in the bins and not making a mess, right? Because that product really does go to help feed people. And so we just want to make sure we're using it wisely. But our goal this year as a committee is 130,000 meals. Yeah. And it's a lofty goal, but I think it's a realistic goal for this year. We're just so thankful our community. I mean, as you know, they reach out and they give to so many fundraising efforts every year. And so for us, this is our, 12th, 13th, 14th year, I think, doing Meals from the Heartland. And so for every year that our community just, we match and meet our goal. And that's awesome. But we want to make sure it's realistic and attainable too for our committee and for our community for whatever year it is. And so that being said, our community, we're like super close to meeting our fundraising effort goals, which is about $37,000. So if anyone still wants to, you know, give in that way, we'll still gladly take some donations. The other way people can still help out too is on Saturday, they can come to Our Savior's Church and help package meals. We have three different time sessions set up, 8 to 9:30, 9:30 to 11, and 11 to 12:30. And right now I know we're short on and needing help at the first session. So 8 to 9:30, if you're an early morning person, come and join us. Mm-hmm. Or the later session, the 11 to 12:30 session, could still use some people. And if you can't fulfill the whole hour and a half, that's perfectly fine. We'll have a couple tables set up for like a half shift. So even if you can only do like a 45-minute time frame, or you need to sit, we'll provide some accommodations for those people too. So we'd just love for people to come out and help show up on that day to rally around providing meals. And the awesome, I really want to emphasize this too, like we have provided over 12,000 meals here in Humboldt County. So these meals don't just go overseas, they stay right here in our community. Our fuel program at the school, they put together kits. We call them Taco Mac kits. So the meal itself is kind of a more of a kind of like a macaroni and cheese. And then we add like a chicken and some kind of like a salsa mix to it to make it like a taco mac. So it's a little bit more sustainable too for people that are eating a full meal. And it tastes pretty good, actually. I don't know if you've ever tried one, but they're pretty good.
Well, I like exploring with food.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. If somebody wanted to write you a $5,000 or $10,000 check.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be awesome? That or a $100 check.
Sure.
Or even $20.
$5. Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
Who do they contact?
Sure.
Is there a number?
Well, of course there's a number, right?
Okay.
Like the people that are really in charge, let's be real, are Alan and Jan Goshi. They're just running this committee. They're awesome. So those are the two people that I would contact if you have questions, if you want to sign up, if you would like to still donate. So the phone number for one of them is 515-890-9116 or 515-890-9117. So either one of those two would gladly accept donations, your time, your prayers also. You know, they're all about all supporting and giving back in this effort. So
what is going on at the middle school?
Oh, man, just so much stuff. We had, you know, a 3-day like mini spring break last week,
right?
With all the snow days,
right?
So it's like this week we're just jumping right back in. Like I said, we have state testing coming up the end of March, so a lot of teachers right now are just kind of reviewing some of those test taking strategies, reminding kids of what it might look like when we come to the end of March, and reminding kids to, like, we just want your best effort, right? We're not expecting perfection. We don't want you to stress out over the tests either, because it's a one-time snapshot. Do we want to see that you've grown over the course of the year? Absolutely, because that helps us, on the flip side, know if our instruction, our teaching, our curriculum is doing what it's supposed to do. But overall, like, we want to make sure that our kids know that they're cared about as a human being, right? And that we want to see them every single day, and whatever score that they get on the test, it is what it is. But we just hope that they give their best effort so that way we can reflect as teachers too, to see how we can help either support them or better our efforts in the classroom. So we want them to do their best. But overall, we just want them to be awesome.
We always do.
Yeah.
We want everybody to be awesome, especially the kids. Now, with this mini spring break from last week, what do you do with that time? Do you add it to the end of the year? Do you add hours to your days? How does that work?
Yeah, we as an admin team had some conversations actually during our little mini spring break about what we're going to do with that. So we already had decided like a week ago that we were supposed to have a professional development day on March 21st, I believe, like that couple Fridays from now. We decided we were going to have kids come to school on that day. At that time, it was to give us a little cushion in case we had some snow days coming up. Well, little did we know we'd have a couple of snow days, right? So we are using that Friday as a school day to help compensate for the hours that the kids need to be in school. But then since then, we've had those two additional ones. So right now we're tacking them onto the end of the school year. If we get substantially more snow days, we'll have to have some different conversations about other ways to maybe add hours in or whatever. But at this point, we're at two additional days. So we'll come back right after Memorial Day, we'll do two additional days with the kids, and then teachers will have a few additional professional development days to wrap up the school year.
Is there any talk about going to this 4-day school week?
Well, we have talked about it. I don't know if we're quite there yet as a district. I think it's going to take some research and, you know, really digging in with our stakeholders, the community members, the parents, daycare providers, and making sure that we have all the things in place that would help support that 4-day school week. I don't know what that looks like. But again, it's talking to those people that are maybe currently doing it or trying it and seeing what's going well and what we need to look at changing.
Sure.
Before we just jump in. That's a big undertaking.
It is. Yeah. And it might not always be the most positive impact on a family.
Yeah.
Because you're into so much of a routine. Mm-hmm. And like you said, daycare, teachers, everything. It's just, I kind of went, wow, okay.
Yeah, I think it's an attractive feature when trying to recruit like teachers and people to work in the district, because I think knowing that you always have like a day where you might have some professional development or, you know, be able to schedule appointments or those type of things, that's appealing to people. And I think as we move forward, we're going to have to like kind of look at what the whole picture of school looks like and how do we adapt with the times, so to speak, you know, for students, what is best for students. And is it a 4-day week? Is it, I don't know, you know, but I think that takes a lot of research and making sure you're doing ultimately what's best for kids. So
I surprised you with that question.
You did.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a Mr. Murray question for the superintendent.
Yep. And he should be in next week.
I think so.
And
yeah.
we'll visit with Mr. Murray. But
yeah, I'll give him a heads up.
Now, this is your time. I want to make sure we're covering all the bases. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to discuss this morning?
Nothing major. I know we'll have some transition days coming up in May, which I think I'm coming back to talk about as we get closer. But we usually try to bring kids over from Twin Rivers to help acclimate them to the middle school. We bring over some of the kids from Taft, the fourth graders, so they kind of get an idea of what middle school is going to be like when they come into fifth grade, kind of alleviate some of their worries or fears or anxieties. We also bring over some of the kids from St. Mary's that are current sixth graders because they'll be joining us in seventh grade. So we got a lot of kids in our building right now and more coming in, which is awesome. There's a little bubble group kind of current fifth grade and then fourth and third kind of coming through the building right now. So we're having to do some outside the box thinking when it comes to staffing and rooms and just resources in general. Which is an awesome thing to have. I'm glad we have the enrollment that we have right now. So,
thanks for coming in this morning. Middle school principal Cassie Smith has been our guest on Wildcat News. Have a great March.
Yeah.
Good luck with testing. Good luck with Meals for the Heartland. Yeah. That's this weekend.
Yep.
So, and again, if you want to make a donation, either in time or monetary donation, 890-9116-890-9117.
You're good.
Thank you. Very good. This has been Wildcat News on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.
Are you looking for a new home or considering refinancing your mortgage?